like most women.
Oh.
He's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian f***ing coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to f***ing be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode that actually is live from the lair. And today, we have to continue the subject of what exactly is a possibility for the future if the government should convert itself into a failed state. We already covered the Banana Republic. We're going to take it one step beyond that. All right. We have examples that have happened in recent history. Some of them are incredibly egregious. And if you're one of those individuals out there who says that could never happen here, you're out of your goddamn mind. We are all the same evil, hairless monkeys, no matter where we are on this ball of mud slinging through space. The only difference is some people are more melanin challenged than others. Some people are good swimmers. Some people aren't. Some people are good sprinters. Some people aren't. It is what it is. All right. Now, we are less than 6 months away from this so-called election. We saw what happened at the last one in 2020, and we also saw it play out again in 2022. I have a feeling they're going to do everything in their power to not have an election this year and try to maintain what they have, because they know the minute, you know, the right gets in there, they're going to clean house. I hope I see it. Now, I have to be a realist here. A lot of the shit that we have going on, we voted ourselves into it over the past 25 years, and more than likely, the old adage, you can vote yourself into communism and socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. I think we are on the precipice of releasing freedom seeds into the wild, because there's 80 million, maybe 100 million Americans out there who know this is absolute bullshit. They have lost faith in the government, the president, even law enforcement and the judicial system, because of the craziness we're seeing play out. And at some point, they're going to not ever going to comply again. And the left is going to have to try to use a violence to get us to comply. And I'm sure that's going to work out well, because Americans really don't handle that well. I'm just saying. All right, now, Blake's not here. We got Battle Dwarf on station. And we have the button pushing monkey head, Jimmy Bones.
What's going on, everybody?
All right. Where do you want to begin there, Battle Dwarf?
Oh, my God.
We're all screwed.
We are.
Look, there's a lot of stuff going on out there all over the place, as everybody knows. And I know that's a hyper generalized statement. But the reality right now is We've got people here in the state of Michigan that are being arrested just for investigating elections. You've got criminal investigations against the son of the president, and he's probably going to get probation. You've got an ex-president who apparently slid $130,000 to an adult film star who was like a D-lister, and he's going to go to prison for 136 years for 34 misdemeanors. You've got food processing factories blowing up everywhere. We've got trains derailing. We're being flooded with illegal invaders from every possible country. And we're going to get to some of those a little bit later, because the ones that are coming here are particularly fun. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet.
Yep.
Basically, the wheels are coming off, and they're coming off quickly. And where did my thing go? Oh, Jimmy, did you push the button and I pushed the button at the same time?
Nope.
What are you looking for?
No. We're where we need to be right now.
Okay.
So this is the Encyclopedia Britannica's definition of the failed state, and I want you to listen to this real quick, because it's going to sound hauntingly familiar. A failed state is a state that is unable to perform the two fundamental functions of the sovereign nation state in the modern world system. It cannot project authority over its territory and peoples, and it cannot protect its national boundaries. The governing capacity of a failed state is attenuated such that it is unable to fulfill the administrative and organizational tasks required to control people and resources, and can provide only minimal public services. Its citizens no longer believe that their government is legitimate, and the state becomes illegitimate in the eyes of the international community. Are you with me so far?
Yep.
A failed state is composed of feeble and flawed institutions. Often the executive barely functions.
Yeah.
Well, the legislature, judiciary, bureaucracy, and armed forces have lost their capacity and professional independence and their professionalism. A failed state suffers from crumbling infrastructures, faltering utility supplies and educational and healthcare facilities, and deteriorating basic human development indicators such as infant mortality and literacy rates.
Yep. And the literacy rates have been going in the toilet since, I don't know, the late
20
80s.
Years now. For
I would say really the late 80s in the real bad cities.
Yeah.
And then it grew out like a infestation.
Yes.
Including math.
Yes. It was deliberate. Somebody was talking about that online today, how people were doing advanced calculations with slide rules today.
Yeah.
Most kids don't even know what a slide rule is. One guy was talking about, he found a math book from like the 30s and tried to solve some of the equations in there with a calculator.
Yep.
And couldn't do it. Didn't know how. And he considered himself fairly decent at math.
Well, apparently, he's been lied to.
So, failed states create an environment of flourishing corruption and negative growth rates where honest economic activity cannot flourish.
Say that one more time.
Where honest economic activity cannot flourish.
And what state pops in your mind when you hear that? California.
California is in an advanced state of decay, as is Washington State.
And New York. Yes.
I would wager Atlanta, Georgia is as well.
I would say every city that had a summer of love in 2020 is going to fail.
Yes.
In my opinion.
The funny thing is, and I work downtown Detroit, and I deal with downtown Detroiters on the daily now. Detroit has sort of entered a state of suspended animation with its decay.
Well, they already butt-fucked themselves in the dick hole after the riots, and then Coleman Young got in.
1968, yeah.
And Coleman Young was there for, 20-some-odd years?
Yes.
He ran out all the big business. Yeah. The reason why all the suburbs around Detroit are so were flourishing for years is because all of the workers that were in Detroit said, fuck you, this is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Just literally a couple miles down the road, they're in another city, they set up shop, it's cheaper, there's less headaches.
Yep. Most of Detroit, when I was a young boy, most of Detroit was white when we were young. Mm-hmm. There a lot of the areas around Gratiot, maybe, and the Lower West Side, those were black. But East Detroit, well, there were a lot of Puerto Ricans there as well. And Hamtramck,
Mexican town there too.
That's on the west side.
Yeah. And they have good restaurants. It's not.
That's true.
It's not knocked them. And
that's true.
Those Jose's servers tacos. Have nice chichis.
Jose's Tacos.
They have nice chichis. I went down there. Somewhere.
Oh, the Mexican 3D baby printers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice chichis.
Those are quality.
That's why I like Latina women. I'm just saying.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway, the rest of the cities in the U.S., the rest of the big cities, Minneapolis is basically Mogadishu now.
Yeah.
It is to the point where you can't walk down the street if you are white in many cities. New York, Minneapolis, Chicago, L.A., Seattle are all in this mess. Houston and Dallas don't seem to have gone that far just yet. Just yet. But this failed state, I mean, this describes the United States of America right now.
I mean, listen. All right. Just 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a little longer than that. When I was homeless, I lived on a budget of about $480 a month.
That's
I lived
about 15 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I lived out of my car. Mm-hmm. And I literally had to eat off the dollar menu at McDonald's, Burger King, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Even off the Del Taco menu, which I really love. I couldn't do that today. With how much it is for fast food now, I would starve.
Yeah.
I literally would have to like buy food in bulk and cook it somewhere to be able to eat.
Yeah.
That was 15 years ago.
Yep.
And as little as 5 years ago, there was still the dollar menu. It was a little bit more expensive. I would say like a nipple and a cunt hair.
It was like the $2.50 menu.
Yeah. It went up a little bit. But now it's just astronomical, especially when you have, you know, states playing around with the minimum wage.
There are places in California where a Big Mac is like $16.
Yeah, you can go suck it, man. I mean, I'm not going to pay that kind of money for a hamburger that smells like, you know, a baby diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, that's not going to happen.
No.
That's one of the things you need to start looking out for is food. But this particular episode that we got going here is on the downfall of these big cities. When the big cities start to fall, if you live in or too close to one,
50 miles,
you have.
If you're inside 50 miles, you are within range of the daily scavengers until they run out of gas. And then
that's not going to take very long, though.
No, I know.
That's not going to take very long. And there are things you can do to mitigate that. Yes. If you live within a reasonable distance. When these cities fall, people don't understand how fragile the systems are unless you went through one of the big blackouts like in 2003 or something like
2012,
that.
2012.
Yeah.
There's been a few of them. I was actually heavily involved in the one in 2003 because it happened during the summer while I was an AT, a three-week AT when I was in the Michigan National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And the blackout happened. We got extended for another 3 weeks, and we were driving diesel fuel and generators to hospitals.
Yeah.
We were, basically assisting the police, not by patrolling, but by presence parking in areas so people would see that there's still authority here.
Yeah.
We did a lot of that.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't have any ammo, there's not fuck all we could. Well, I could stick you with a bayonet. I usually carried one of those and 5 rounds of live ammo everywhere.
Now, this is just no electricity.
Yeah.
That you're talking about here now.
Yeah.
When a city goes down, you're talking no electricity, no gas, no water, no sewage systems, toilets backing up.
Nobody's taking really the garbage. Fast.
Nobody's taking the garbage out. Nobody's taking the bodies out. Rats will multiply incredibly rapidly. Diseases will start to spread. You're looking at typhus, dysentery,
cholera, rabies from the rats.
Yeah, rabies from the rats.
Yeah. Listen, whenever you have a bloom of little mammals,
yeah,
right behind that is a bloom of rabies.
And anything else that they bring with them, the ticks will bring, you can get plague.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going if you don't have any systems at all. Any little cut that you get in an environment like that, if you can't keep it clean, you're going to get an infection. Once you get that infection, if you can't treat that infection with antibiotics or something like that with a quickness, you're looking at sepsis. Once you have sepsis,
unless you can get to a modern hospital where the lights, the water, the generator, and the everything else is running,
you'll probably die.
Yeah,
correct. And actually, if you're a supporter for the Redoculus Regiment, I just did a whole supporter stream on Sunday. I covered a lot of these subjects for the supporters, and I gave them all the links. Where to get where to Green Beret Express, any medications you need to stock up on, how to get your hands on antibiotics. Granted, they have pictures of fish on them, but it's the same